Shush. Listen. Is the enemy coming? And if so, how would Sweden be able to withstand such a powerful adversary? Yes, the threat of invasion was terrifying. Because although it was peacetime, there was the threat of another type of war. The Cold War. The superpowers competed with each other to be a stronger military power than their adversaries. Nuclear weapons that threatened to destroy the entire planet were one way of trying to prevent the enemy from attacking. Here in Sweden, we were most concerned about the possibility of the Soviets invading. If the soldiers would come, they would probably come via the Baltic Sea. The Baltic Sea, the ocean, that could give us a chance to defend ourselves, especially with the ultimate secret weapon, the submarine. Three sister submarines saw the light of day: Naken, Neptune, and Najad. It is Neptune that you are staring in the face right now. Yes, it is a powerful war machine. Behind the hatches on the rounded nose, there is space for up to 18 torpedoes. The submarines were equipped with computers, because Sweden wanted to create a high-tech weapon that would be effective in combating enemy vessels before, during, and after an invasion. The submarines also had another function, to patrol and gather information. If we stayed a step ahead, we would know where any attack would be coming from. The submarines could lay down mines outside enemy ports, and when their vessels approached Sweden, we could attack them with torpedoes. Far out to sea, fighter planes and the submarines worked together. The next line of defense was surface vessels and the coastal battalions. When the enemy came ashore, well, that was when the army would step in. Sweden prepared for a major invasion, in case it would come.
Vi har just fått ett meddelande om att en sovjetisk ubåt har gått på grund i Gåsefjärden i Karlskrona skärgård.
On the 27th of October 1981, the Soviet submarine U-137 ran aground in the Karlskrona archipelago. The hidden threat became frighteningly obvious. This was for real.